This podcast was made possible by our sponsors, Scott and Dickie Lubbock, Ryanair, the Low Fares Airline, and Boeing. If it's Boeing, I'm not going. All right, so let's just jump into this. So Garfield, that wonderful orange cat.
Oh, yeah. I think he was growing up in an Italian restaurant whenever he was young.
Yeah, I think that would explain his love for Italian food. But I was also reading biography. He got thrown out of the family because he was getting caught eating customers' lasagna multiple times during the day.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Yeah, I would believe so. Because, you know, Garfield, since he grew up in an Italian restaurant, he would love to lasagna. And usually how it started off is he would eat customers' lasagna after they left. But Garfield, I think it was about one, just couldn't take it anymore. He had to eat the lasagna, which, you know, got him thrown out of the family as a family disgrace. And I can't remember. Where did he live?
I think he lived in Muncie, Indiana.
Yeah, but like, yeah, that's where he grew up. And then when he got thrown out of the Italian restaurant, he lived in the, correct me if I'm wrong, but in the dark alleyways?
Yeah, the dark alleyway. I think it was behind the restaurant.
Yeah, I believe so. And then Garfield kind of moved around to other restaurants because Nermal, his sister, did not want him there, which we'll explain here. So Nermal is Garfield's enemy, well, because it's, you know, Garfield's sister, but she was also sent there due to the Italian cat heritage that if someone gets thrown out of the family, they're sent as a spy. Garfield stepped up to the plate and volunteered and was adopted by Garfield's next-door neighbor, which is very interesting. And Garfield, every evening, writes letters to her parents explaining what Garfield's doing. Ever since Garfield's been adopted by John, it's eating and sleeping.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he does all day.
So, why don't you tell us, why hasn't John thrown Garfield out of the house yet, even though Garfield's gone into some trouble?
The answer is actually really simple. I think it's because John really feels bad that Garfield went through that pain and hunger when he was living in the alleyway, and he doesn't want him to have to endure that again.
Yeah. So, real quickly, did Garfield ever get into any, like, certain injuries when he was, like, living in the alleyway by, like, getting attacked by an animal or getting, like, injured in, like, a storm, like a hell shaft or something like that? Or, you know, did he ever get hit by a car?
I think the reason why he's never not really athletic is because he got attacked by a dog.
Yeah.
And so that's why he's never been able to run really fast.
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense to me. Because, like, you know, he's always slow in the cartoons of him. So anyway, I also read this biography about John. And he played trombone. And the International Trombone Festival is in Muncie, Indiana. So, you know, Garfield sometimes sneaks with Odie because Garfield loves the sound of trombone. And, well, sadly, Garfield and Odie get into some trouble. And John usually gets mad at them, as always. And, yay, we're about to start some of the Snooze Fest facts. You ready to start the first one, Jaden?
Facts, Garfield actually doesn't shed as much as a normal house cat. He usually keeps his orange color.
Yeah, I've always noticed that. He's been around for 40 years hating Mondays, and he's kept his orange and black fur. Usually the older a cat gets, the color of its hair starts to die out.
Yeah, that's really what normally happens to normal house cats, but he's always kept that. Also, he also has like a lifespan of 51 years.
Yeah, I read that about, like I saw a news article, and John was like explaining that, you know, since Garfield, he's been around for 40 years, and John doesn't know, and he's gonna, you know, pass off into the, you know, heaven or something. John just gave an estimate. He said his lifespan is probably around 50 years, but that was an estimate, mind you. I don't know how long this orange adorable cat's gonna be around on this world. Like, how long is it gonna be? Yeah, I hope so. And I hope John keeps coming up with those cartoons that he makes. So, little fun fact time. I'm not going to make you fall asleep. John plays trombone. We just talked about that. But a thing that he does in his spare time is that he writes comics. And that's how Garfield is such a huge hit. No one really knew Garfield except for the regulars that showed up at the Italian restaurant. And ever since he got put into those comics, like, he's been known all around the world, if I'm correct, right?
Yeah, I think he's in the Lubbock Sunday comics, pretty sure.
Yeah, I've seen him in those before. Okay, so another fact is that his tail is 7 inches long, which is always great. You want to give him this next fact?
I think it's because.
All right. So Garfield had a kidney issue. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's what it was. I couldn't remember.
Yeah, it's okay. So, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but he can consume up to 5 times as much more food than a regular house cat.
I think, yeah, because that kidney surgery, I think he had to get one removed.
So, like, how old was he when he had this kidney surgery?
I think he was, like, 3.
3, yes. He was still living in the Italian restaurant when he had it taken out. And why is his stomach so big?
Because whenever they had to take the kidney out, they had to expand his stomach a little bit.
And so the surrounding organs wouldn't move around, I'm guessing? Like, get turned and everything?
Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah. I'll give them this next fact. So, the reason Garfield has never been too athletic and doesn't love going on walks is because he got attacked when he was living on the streets. As we said earlier. And this caused, like, it really hurt his feet. Like, Garfield saw lasagna on the road, and he's like, oh, yeah, lasagna. I haven't had that in, like, 6 months. So he ran to it. Unfortunately, a dog got there just 2 seconds after Garfield arrived. And sadly, it really injured Garfield's feet. So his hind feet. So that's probably why they're really big, is because they're really swollen from this incident.
Yeah, they've been swollen for a while.
Yeah. So let's give him this next fact. Why does Garfield always walk on his back legs?
I think it's because he has a rare disease that causes him to only walk on his front paws that only 4 out of 567 have.
Only 4 out of 567 cats have, but he can't use his front paws. He has to walk on his back paws. So not only...
I said that wrong.
All right, so not only does Garfield's back feet really hurt, he has to walk on them because his front paws haven't been able to work his whole life. And now let's real quickly give a little conversation about, like, how Garfield communicates with John. So I read that he will sit in the refrigerator for lasagna, but I did not catch the part what he does when he wants pizza.
I actually read that whenever he wants pizza, he'll sit on the phone book. That way, John knows he needs to go call for pizza.
And about estimate, like I read somewhere, but like I didn't catch how long it took. And you read the same book after me. But what was the estimate? How long did this take for John to understand what, like, you know, Garfield was talking
about? I think it was about 2.5 years.
2.5? Yeah, that seems right. Because believe me, if I had a cat like that, it'd probably take me forever to figure out what it meant. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast about Garfield. Do you have any comments you want to say about Garfield?
No, I don't have anything else.
All right, that's it. Thank you for listening.